It's the A's and the Rangers on Filipino Heritage Night at the Coliseum. This is Bay Area hip-hop artist P-Lo with the ceremonial first pitch, and you know what? It was still better than 50 Cent. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Matt hits a drive into right. This is deep. Chu is going back. He will turn and watch it fly. And Matt Olson, once again, jumps the A's in front. A 2-run home run in the bottom of the first, and 2-0 in favor of the A's. It just goes on and on. He has become an unstoppable force.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit into the air down the left field line, chasing Davis deep in the corner, on the track, at the wall, and it is gone. An opposite field home run for Shin-Soo Chu. A lot of backspin on that drive. His 21st long ball of the year.
Get rooted in Oakland, but also get involved. And you've done that. And it's remarkable because people around baseball that we talk to cannot understand that you will have.
That's good. There we go.
Simeon will score, and it's 3-1, the A's lead. So Lowry continues his terrific season. 2-out RBI hit.
Now Graveman trying to take care of Joey Gallo. And now the 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on, a foul tip, and it's held onto by Fegley, and that's strike three.
And he went around. Odor chased what would have been a ball. It's a strikeout, and the Rangers do not score. So Graveman working his magic in the sixth inning, a couple of huge strikeouts. 0-2, Chu waits, trying to kick some deals. Got him swinging on a slider in the dirt. And the A's have won their fifth consecutive game.
The A's upend the Rangers 4-1. According to Elias, Matt Olson becomes the first rookie in baseball history with 16 home runs in a 23-game span. Kendall Graveman now has a 6-start unbeaten streak, the second longest of his career. Marcus Semien had a big helping hand in the A's victorious effort on Friday, as Semien went 2-for-4 with a double. He also stole a base and scored 2 runs, helping pave the way for the A's 4-1 win against the Rangers on Friday night. Semien shared his thoughts after the game.
I mean, we had the chance to keep some teams out of the playoffs, and we just want to win no matter what, no matter what place we're in, and just build momentum into next year, too.
How does it feel to be a leadoff hitter after what you've done? 27 home runs last year, hitting down in the order. Now all of a sudden the skipper has you in the leadoff spot. What does that mean to you to be able to lead off the way you have been?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I don't mind it. You know, I think you get a little bit more fastballs early in the game. I like running a lot, so if I can get on base with nobody on and make something happen, it does, you know, we can score runs that way. So we've been scoring a lot of runs with home runs, but you want to be able to steal bases and manufacture runs the other ways.
Marcus, interesting article today in a local newspaper about, you know, your wrist injury and how your back feels good, bothers you occasionally, but that you think it has made you a better hitter. Explain why.
Well, I just think the experience in general has helped me a lot. I got to watch a lot of baseball while I was hurt, so just getting that perspective. You know, I don't have all the power I might have had last year, but I feel like I'm doing some good things up there, and just trying to manage the pain. It's been good so far, and I just want to get back, you know, healthy all the way for next year.
Well, that's the important thing, because you've done an exceptional job at shortstop. And then what's great about it, nobody even talks about that, you're making the steady plays. Most guys go in the offseason to rest. How much are you looking forward to work and get ready for 2018? You talked about getting strong and healthy at everything, but being able to work hard in the offseason to prepare yourself for the next season.
Yeah, that's what I always try and do. You know, they always say to take some time off, don't swing as much in the offseason. But for me, you know, I want to make sure I keep my rhythm and just maintain my strength in the offseason.
The A's will send Sean Manaea to the mound on Saturday. He'll be opposed by the Rangers' Miguel Gonzalez.